Morning. Saw the Gemara yesterday that statement that Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi were Nevi'im and Daniel wasn't a Navi. We saw that Rashi in Megillah said Daniel wasn't a Navi, means that Daniel was not sent to the Jewish people to deliver a Nevuah. Implying it doesn't necessarily mean that he wasn't on the same spiritual level as a Navi. So I want to talk about further about whether Daniel was a Navi, and in connection with that, what does that mean? What to be on the spiritual level of a Navi, but not to be sent as a Navi? What does it mean to be a Navi? Why is Nevuah important? And these are all questions that we will discuss over the next several sessions. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Zayin, says, Misodei HaDat, from the foundations of our religion, in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, this is listed as number six, foundation number six, Leidasha Kelman Abeipne Adam, to know that Hashem gives nevuah to human beings. So that's the first thing. It is a foundation of Judaism to know that Hashem gives nevuah to the Jewish people. Why? Why is it so important? Well, if nothing else, because without nevuah, we couldn't have the Torah. If we didn't believe in nevuah, then we wouldn't believe that Hashem spoke to man, and therefore we wouldn't have a Torah. So that's the simplest level. V'ena nevuah chala ela chacham gadol b'chochma gibor b'midotav v'lo yehi yitzor mikaber lav v'devar v'olam. Nevuah only rests on a person who is very wise in wisdom and very strong in his midos. Gemara says that a Navi has to be Chacham, Gibor, Vashir. So the Rambam is interpreting Gibor as in Ezehu Gibor HaKoveshet Yitzra, who is strong, someone who controls his inclinations. So that's what he means, Gibor B'midotav. Lo Yehe Yitzro Mikaber Alav B'Devar B'Olam. His Yetzer Hara does not overpower him about anything. He uses his das to always overpower his yetzirah. And he has to be a person with very great and straight knowledge, good sense. Adam shimula, person sometimes could have a lot of knowledge, but be very crooked. I don't mean criminal, but like just the person having information is not the same thing as being wise. The person sometimes may have a lot of information, doesn't think straight, comes to all kinds of bizarre conclusions with his information. So Rambam continues, Adam shumu mula b'chol midot ha'elu, person who is filled with all of these midos, shalem b'gufo, and also whole in body, Keshikanes la pardes, when he goes into the pardes, which today we use the word pardes to mean Kabbalah, to the Rambam, as he says in Mor Nevuchim, pardes means science and philosophy. V'yimashech botan ha'inyanot ha'gdolim ha'rchukim, v'tielo yidat nechona lavin la'sig, and he'll be drawn to all of these esoteric matters, how is the world put together? Like I say, again, it means the Rambam, according to most Mefarshim, there's a little bit of a debate about it, but overwhelming Mefarshim agree, as I've mentioned before, the Rambam did not know Kabbalah as we refer to Kabbalah. So when he talks about esoteric things and pardes and things like that, he's talking about the natural sciences and philosophy. So when a person delves into these abstract esoteric things, And he understands Vuit Kadesh, and he also sanctifies himself, Olechu Porish Minarche HaKlal, and he separates himself from the ways of Klal Ha'am, the ways of the people in general, Halachim V'machshkei Hazman, who generally go in darkness. V'olechu Mezarez Atzmo V'lamed Nafsho Shalotiyah Lo Machshava Klal V'chad Medrim V'tehilim, and he teaches himself and really pushes himself not to have any thoughts about wasteful things of things going on in the world. Ela da'ato tamid p'nuya l'mala k'shurab tachik say, his thoughts are always directed upwards, tied under the under God's throne. Lavim botam atzirot ha'kdoshot torot, understand what's up there. Mistakel b'chokhmato shakadosh b'chok kula, and he looks at Hashem's wisdom. Mitzirah r'shuna atibur ha'aretz, from the beginning of creation until the depths of the earth, v'yodea mehem godlo, and from this he knows Hashem's greatness. Miyad ruach hakodesh shuralav. So the first thing that happens is, after he prepares himself in this way, ruach hakodesh rests on him. We'll see what the Rambam's definition of ruach hakodesh is. Uve'ech et anoach alav haruach, and once this ruach hakodesh rests on him, Titarev nafshob malat hamalachim anikrim ishim v'yapech lishacher. His soul will become involved with the level of angels, and he will turn into a different person. V'yavim b'da'ato sheino kumot shaya elash nitale al malat shar b'nei adam. He will sense that he's not like he was, but that he's on a higher level than average person, even hachachamim, even the wise people. As it said about Shaul, you will prophesy with them and turn into a different person. That's what was told to Shaul. So the first thing the Rambam is telling us is that being a Navi requires preparation. And the first step after the preparation, a person achieves a level called Ruach HaKodesh, which remains to be defined. Halacha bet, ha-neviim malot malotein. Neviim are on many different levels. Kamo sheyesh b'chokhmah, chacham gadol mechaverot. Just like in wise men, some people are wiser than others. Kach b'nevuah, navi gadol menavi. So too, in prophecy, some prophets are greater than other prophets. B'cholan, okay, we'll come back and define 11 different levels that the Rambam identifies. And all prophets, later he'll say, except Moshe Rabbeinu, only see their vision either in a dream at night or during the day after they have fallen asleep. As it says, I will make myself known to him in a vision, in a dream, I will speak to him. V'chulam shmit nabim evarem mizdazim v'koch guf koshel v'shtonoteim mitarfot v'tishair hadeah p'nuya levin mashtira. And when all prophets, again, except Moshe Rabbeinu, when they prophesy, they essentially lose control of their body and because, I guess, all of their energy is going into focusing their minds. And he says, Kamosh Amar, like it says about Avram, Hine ima chashag dolan felt lav, a great dark terror fell upon him. Kamosh Amar b'Daniel, v'hodin epach alay l'mashchit v'lo tzarti koach, as it says about Daniel, I couldn't hold on to my strength. Now here the Rambam seems to be saying Daniel is a Navi. Well, have to come back to that. Then Halacha Gimel, Hadarim Shmodim Lo Navi B'Mar'eh Nevuah Derech Mashal Modim Lo. The things that a Navi is informed in Nevuah are given as parables. U'miyad Yechakek B'Liwo Pitron HaMashal B'Mar'eh HaNevuah V'Yedah Mahu. And immediately the meaning of the parable will be engraved in his heart, and he will know what it is. Kamo Sulam Shur Yaakov Avinu, like the ladder that Yaakov saw and the angels going up and down, which was a mashal for the long galus, the four exiles, and Yaakov understood that, or the chayos, the angels that Yechezkel saw, or the pot and the almond staff that Yirmiah saw, and the Megillah that Yechezkel saw, and so on. So, Yeshem Morim HaMashal Pitronok Mo'elu, in some cases, like the ones just discussed, the Navi is told the parable and its interpretation. Yeshem Morim HaPitron Bilvad, sometimes they're told only the interpretation, without the Mashal. Famim Morim HaMashal Bilvad, and sometimes they're told only the Mashal, below Pitron, without the interpretation. Kimitzat Divrei Yechezkel Zechariah, like some of the prophecies of Yechezkel and Zechariah, but they all, in all cases, the nevuah is given as a parable or as a riddle. In other words, not openly, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, who received the prophecy directly without any possibility for misunderstanding. And it had to be that way, because otherwise we couldn't have the Torah and know what to do. Because we'd have to worry that maybe Moshe misinterpreted it. Halacha Dalid, he says, Kol Nevi'im ein mit Nevi'im kol et yirtzu. Nevi'im don't prophesy whenever they want to. Ela machavnim datan v'yoshim seichim tovei levim v'vodim. Rather, they direct, they focus their minds, and they sit happy and good-hearted, and v'vodim means they sit alone and meditate. She'ena nevuah shara lo mitoch atzvut, because nevuah doesn't come when a person's sad, lo mitoch atzlut, or when a person's lazy, ela mitoch simcha, but only from joy. Lefichach b'nei nevim lifnehem nevel v'tofa chalil v'chinor v'him v'kshim v'nevuah. That's why people, b'nei nevim, he explains later, are the students of the nevim, people in the Navi training academy. There was such a thing. You'd go to a Navi and he would teach you how to be a Navi. Just like you go to a rabbi and he teaches you how to be a rabbi. You go to a Navi, he teaches you how to be a Navi. And they had schools for Nevi'im. So they would, at least in the initial stages, they would have music to keep them in good spirits. V'zehu shnemar v'hema mitnabim. That's why it says in Pasuk, they were prophesying. Klamar, malchim v'derech nevuah ad shinavu, meaning they were going on the way of nevuah until they would prophesy. Okay. And in the next paragraph he says, those who are studying to be nevi'im, who want to be nevi'im, are called b'nei ha-nevi'im. and they're preparing themselves to be nevi'im, for the Shekhinah to rest on them, and maybe it will, and maybe it won't. Okay. Then he says, everything we've said so far does not apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. Umar Freish Yeshbin Nivuat Moshe Rabbeinu Sharkon Nevi'im. What's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im? All other Nevi'im are either prophesy in a dream or a vision, and Moshe Rabbeinu was awake and was standing on his own two feet, and Hashem spoke to him. All Nevi'im received their Nevuah through a Malach, where Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no malach intermediary. All other Nevi'im would become frightened and would physically collapse, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not like that. As it says, that Hashem would speak to Moshe Rabbeinu like a person speaks to his friend. And he goes through other differences. All other Nevi'im cannot prophesy anytime they want, and Moshe Rabbeinu could. Moshe Rabbeinu could go to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells people, hang on a minute, I'll go ask Hashem. And he expect an answer. Halacha Zion. Hanavi efshar shetia nevuato lo atzmo bilvad. A nevuah could be for the person himself. Larchiv libo, to widen his heart. Ulo sifta to ad sheyida mashlo yayodea matan brim gedolim. So that he'll just know things he didn't know before. Efshar shishlach la'am me'amei ha'aretz. Or a navi could be sent to the people, Olan Sheir, or to a specific city like Yonah. Ukishma Shachino ton nimlo otomo fate, kideshid uhaam shakel shacho bemet. When a Navi is sent, he's given some sign that he can do so that he will so that the people will know that he was really sent. But as he says first, A Navi is not necessarily sent with a message. A Navi could simply be somebody who is taught something to bring him to a higher spiritual level. And that's the distinction we saw yesterday in the Gemara in Megillah, right, that there were 1.2 million Nevi'im, but only prophecies with a lasting message were written down. Some prophecies were only to that generation, but had no lasting significance. Some prophecies were only for the Navi's personal growth and were not meant for anyone else at all. Rav Moshe Shapiro, in A Emunah, discusses the fact, he uses Avram Avinu as an example. Medrash gives a mashal of a person walking past a palace or a large house and seeing the lights on. And he says, if this house has lights, someone must have built it and someone must live there. And then the owner of the house sticks his head out the window and says, hi there, it was me. It's a mashal for the fact that there's only so far our intellects can take us. A person is obligated, like Avram did, to ask the questions. But there are certain questions, because man lives within a frame of reference, which is this world, and cannot know things that are outside this world. Using our intellect, we can get up to the end of our frame of reference. We can ask the questions, who created this world? Who is that being who created this world? And then Hashem can come to us through Nevuah and answer those questions. When we say that the existence of Nevuah is a foundation of our beliefs, included in that is the recognition that our intellects are limited up to a point. There are certain things that we can only know through prophecy because our intellects could not possibly get us there. The Vilna Gaon in Commentary on Mishlei, Perek Tzayin, Pasuk Gimel, identifies another function of a Navi. Every person is different. In Kabbalistic terms, as the Vilna Gaon says, every person's neshama comes from a different source, from a different level in heaven. Consult your local Orthodox Makobol about that. If a person wanted to know, why am I here in the world? What am I supposed to be doing? He could go to a Navi. And the Navi could tell him the source of his neshama and tell him, why are you here? What are you supposed to do? He says that after Nevuah was abolished, Pasuk says, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Be'ish atzato yodienu, a person's counsel will inform him. Every person has, potentially, the Ruach HaKodesh, the divine spirit, to answer the question for himself, why am I here? To actually know, a person could actually know why he's here. However, we are, generally speaking, our minds are not clear enough of all the nonsense in the world to actually discover that. Potentially we could, potentially every person could answer the question for himself, why am I here? Except we'd first have to clear away all the nonsense that we're dealing with and truly look in the Torah, and then we would get the message, why are we here? Since we're not on that level, just do what the Torah says and follow Shulchan Aruch and you'll be okay. But the point that I want to bring out is that one of the functions of a Navi in the days when there was Nevuah was also to answer the question, for a person, why am I here? What specifically does God want me to do? Of course, God wants us to do the mitzvos and follow the Shulchan Aruch, but different people are drawn to different mitzvos. According to some svarim, that is an indication to you, if you feel that you're drawn to a certain thing, or if you feel a struggle in a particular area, it could be either way, that could be an indication to you that that's what you're meant to be working on, in addition to keeping the Shulchan Aruch. We have no way of knowing for sure nowadays, because we don't have the Nevi'im, and we don't fulfill the Ruach HaKodesh within us that we could potentially have. Rambam says that there are different levels of Nevuah. He doesn't, in Mishnah Torah, tell us what the different levels of Nevuah are. However, in Mor Nevuchim, in the second section of Mor Nevuchim, he discusses extensively what prophecy is. The existence of prophecy is a great philosophical problem. how could a being that is not physical and has no physical attributes communicate with a being that is physical and is limited by physical attributes? And so that's another reason why believing in prophecy is so important, is because it's a rejection of believing in prophecy. That's a philosophy. Believing in prophecy is so important. It's a rejection of the non-Jewish philosophies that say that a connection between God and man is impossible. No, it is possible. Do we understand how it works? No, but we believe it's possible. So the Rambam says there are 11 different levels of nevuah. He says that a Navi does not have to be on the same level all the time. Barbanel explains that, for example, the Navi Shmuel wrote Sefer Shmuel, which is in the Nevi'im, and he wrote Sefer Rus, which is in Ksuvim. The Navi Yirmiah wrote Sefer Yirmiah, which is in the Nevi'im. He wrote Sefer Echa, which is in the Ksuvim. Okay. Nevi'im and Ksuvim, there's some distinction between them. There are different explanations in Farsha of what the difference is, but there is some difference. And so the Barbanel says that's why the Rambam says that a Navi doesn't have to be on the same level all the time. There are 11 different levels, and a Navi can move up and down depending on the level of revelation Hashem gave him, depending maybe on his mood, because as we know, Navi has to be in the right mood to achieve a nevuah. So the first two levels that he describes them as levels of nevuah, and then says, but they're not nevuah themselves. In other words, they are levels that a Navi has to go through. As he said here in the Mishnah Torah, when a Navi prepares himself, Ruach HaKodesh will rest on him. But Ruach HaKodesh itself is not nevuah. It's the Rambam lists it as one, as the first two of the 11 levels of nevuah, but then says it's not itself nevuah. It's like a prerequisite. It's to nevuah. It's a level that a Navi has to go through to get to the other 9 levels of nevuah. So the first level, he says, is where a person has nothing to do with knowing anything or getting any message. A person who shows extraordinary strength and courage and uses it for the good of other people, that is the first level of Ruach HaKodesh. For example, Shimshon. It says that Shimshon had a Ruach Hashem on him, a spirit of Hashem. We don't find Shimshon saying anything brilliant, anything esoteric. We don't find Shimshon being a teacher of Torah, not explicitly in the Psukim, at least. But Shimshon had an extraordinary spirit of Hashem that enabled him to do extraordinary things for the salvation of the Jewish people. It says not everybody who does extraordinary things is experiencing Ruach HaKodesh. But a person who experiences Ruach HaKodesh will do, on the first level, will do extraordinary things. He says this is the level of all the Shoftim. In the book of Shoftim, we have all the various people who came to the salvation of the Jewish people. He says that this is also the level of Moshe Rabbeinu when he came to the Egyptian, when he killed the Egyptian, when he rebuked the two Jews who were fighting, who Chazal say were Dasan and Aviram. Pasuk doesn't say that. And when he came to the well in Midian and defended the daughters of Yisro against the other shepherds, that those were extraordinary acts of courage. You would not expect, little Jewish kid who grew up in the king's palace to suddenly come to the rescue of other Jews and other strangers. But that's what he exhibited. He says this is the level of David HaMelech after he was anointed when he killed the lion and the bear. This was the first level. And again, he says, but that doesn't mean that everybody who does something extraordinary has Ruach HaKodesh. It just means that everybody who has Ruach HaKodesh does something extraordinary. That's the first level. The second level is where a person feels that some spirit has come over him that is leading him in a certain direction, and he speaks words of great wisdom. A person suddenly feels wiser than he was before and doesn't know why. It's not that he studied something and now knows it. Suddenly he has these incredible insights of wisdom that he never had before. He's awake. He's physically functioning normally. Not like we said, a Navi is somebody who is not in, loses control of his physical functions while he's a Navi. Just to be clear, when I say loses control of his physical functions, sometimes we use that term to mean a person can't control his, you know, his bowel movements. I don't mean that, because a Navi is clean and pure. I just mean that Nevi'im are sometimes referred to in Psukim as crazy people. It's like they appear to be not in this world, and the reason is because they're not in this world. So when we see it, we'll know it, I guess, but I just want to be clear about that. But person experiencing Ruach HaKodesh looks like anybody else. He just knows things without knowing why he knows them. He knows things that he shouldn't know, that he is surprised that he knows, that other people are surprised that he knows. He says that it was on this level that David HaMelech composed Tehillim and Shlomo HaMelech composed Mishlei Koheles and Shir Shirim. And it was on this level, according to the Rambam, that Daniel had his visions. Because the Rambam holds, seemingly in contradiction to what he seems to write in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam Mor Nevuchim says Daniel was not a prophet. He had the visions in Sefer Daniel about Mashiach and Chias HaMesim and all the future kingdoms, all those things. It was only the level of Ruach HaKodesh. He says this is the level of the 70 Zekanim in Parsha 2 weeks ago. When Moshe calls together the 70 Zekanim and gives them some of his spirit. Pasuk says this is their level. And this is the level of the Kohen Gadol when he asks the Urim V'Tumim questions and gets answers by the letters lighting up. Okay, it's not a prophecy. It's Ruach HaKodesh. He just knows things that he didn't know. And according to Rambam, this was Bilam's level in the days when he was a good guy. According to Rambam, there was a period when Bilam was a kosher person. The Barbanel understands the Rambam to be referring to the time in Parshas Bilam, Parshas Balak. He says at that point, Bilam is actually, the Barbanel understands the Rambam to be saying that in Parshas Balak, Bilam is actually trying to do the right thing. And he's experiencing Ruach HaKodesh. The Rabbi Arbanel points out that the Rambam seems to disagree with the statement of Chazal that Bilam was a prophet on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Hashem, the Medrash says that Hashem didn't want the Goyim to complain. Well, you gave them Moshe Rabbeinu. You didn't give us anybody. So, of course, we're no good. So Hashem gave them Bilam. As such a Chazal, Rambam would seem to disagree with that because he says that Bilam only spoke through Ruach HaKodesh. We will stop there tomorrow. We'll go through the other levels that the Rambam mentions. These are, again, these first two levels, Rambam says, are not yet Nevuah. They are levels that precede Nevuah. Have a good day.